98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station on a Thursday afternoon, and a busy Thursday afternoon at that, where we've learned that the Big Ten has canceled all non-conference fall sporting events, conference only. Reports immediately surfaced that the ACC and, yes, the Pac-12 could follow suit. With the SEC and the Big 12 so far, the only ones that we really haven't heard from, or if anything, we've heard that the SEC is kind of grumpy about the fact that the Big 10 announced what they did today. But joining us right now to talk about what this means for us, what this means for ASU, what this means for the Pac-12, our good friend from SunDevilSource.com, he is Chris Cartman, and he joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Chris, I hope everybody in your circle is safe and well. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Everybody doing good.
Yeah, good, good. From an ASU perspective, from a Pac-12 perspective, at this point, would you be surprised if it's anything but a conference-only schedule for ASU in the Pac-12 in the fall?
Yeah, I've been checking in with my sources. Nothing definitive as yet, but it does look like it's trending in the direction of conference-only. And, of course, that could change as well as we go further into July and August with some of the decisions around having in-person classes, I think, going to play a significant role in what ends up happening. There's been some pushback both at Arizona and Arizona State in terms of having students on campus broadly. And I think those factors are going to start to have a major impact on the way that athletic departments and university presidents start to see these issues. But certainly there would be no surprise whatsoever if they cancel the non-conference part of the schedule.
What kind of headaches could that actually present if the Pac-12 conference gets rid of their non-conference? Because you have, you know, some marquee non-conference games this fall, most notably USC and Alabama. Then you also have the flip side of things where on the lower level you have these universities in the Pac-12 paying to bring in lower level opponents, and what happens to that? Just logistically, how complicated could this be if Power 5 conferences, the Pac-12 included, get rid of their non-conference schedules?
Extremely complicated, and this is why I think we've seen a lot of paralysis analysis that's been taking place internally, because no matter what they end up doing, there's really no answer that is a successful or positive outcome. It's basically choosing the best of all terrible sort of possibilities. And so whether you have Group of Five programs that are going to be decimated in terms of their budgets as a result of this, potentially even considering ending up into litigation situations over the decision to cancel some of these games because they rely so heavily on that money. Whether you have Notre Dame now being having its entire season essentially threatened by going to non-conference only, whether you have just the economic benefit that you get in terms of a boost by having these marquee games, USC, Alabama, Oregon, having the national prominently game. So I just think that the world is in college athletics is starting to catch up to the reality of what's happening. We saw that with Stanford, despite having a multi-billion dollar endowment, canceling 11 sports, so has one of the most broadest sports spectrums of any school. We've seen a lot of other schools start to move their university PR in-house as opposed to working just through athletics. So I think that we're going to see hundreds, if not thousands, of scholarships lost. I think we're going to see tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe even more than that lost. And there's going to be a reckoning that's unfortunately have to be dealt with.
Chris Cartman from SunDevilSource.com, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, talking about the Big Ten and their decision to go conference only for their fall sports and whether everybody else is going to fall in line. Of course, a lot of why we're seeing these decisions being made is the spike in cases all around the country. Yesterday we saw Ohio State shut things down. We've seen North Carolina shut things down. And then on the other side of the coin, I read today from Brett McMurphy that there was zero positive tests at Oklahoma, and so far it's all good there. From a boots-on-the-ground perspective, given where we are as a state with the spike in cases, how is ASU, from to the best of your knowledge, how is ASU done in terms of their testing and positive tests, and whether it's been as problematic for them? Has it been as problematic for them as it has been for some other programs around the country?
Yeah, especially when you look at it through the spectrum of what's happening more broadly in Arizona, you have to say that ASU's plans, as executed, have been extremely successful. They have all of their players on campus and now participating in workouts in pods. That includes all of their incoming freshmen who were not early enrollees. I know of one positive test very early on in the process by one player, but I haven't heard about multiple tests coming back positive or any sort of issues in terms of their inability to get guys working out in their groups. Herm Edwards said that they're going to have a team meeting on Saturday, and they're going to be able to, based upon the schedule that was laid out by the NCAA committee on these rules, start to have an escalation of participation that will include walkthroughs, team meetings, individual position meetings, and player meetings taking place next week.
Talking with Chris Cartman from SunDevilSource.com, in terms of players being scared or concerned about their own safety for this season, I know there has been this conversation that if, and that now seems like a long shot, but if the college football season was moved to the spring, you would see a lot of players, NFL stars potentially, being pulling out of that season, not risking their draft stock. What about if the season stays in the fall? Do you think, or are you hearing from anyone that might still decide to sit out this season for ASU or anyone else that you might have been hearing?
Well, I would be surprised if there isn't some of that. Now, I haven't heard about any key players at ASU expressing reticence to playing in the next couple of months, if that's what ends up happening. You never know kind of how, as time nears, if those things maybe flesh out a little bit more and some guys have additional concerns. The challenging reality that we're in, though, is that COVID is so widespread in Arizona at this point in time that whether you're playing or not playing, there's a lot of risks in terms of the exposure. And especially now when you have the possibility of students going back to in-person classes and the number of asymptomatic younger people that you have potentially and testing concerns that people have. So there's a lot of these logistical types of hurdles and challenges, and I'm not sure that people are going to ever feel like there are clearly right answers. So you're just going to have an educated conversation between coaches and support staff and doctors, healthcare providers, and the team, and people will figure out kind of what is the best course for themselves individually.
Last one before we let you go, and it's purely speculative. I don't expect you to know anything definitive about this, but I'm curious if you have any thoughts or any hunches on this one. If it is conference only in the Pac-12, would you anticipate some sort of an alteration to the schedule as we know it, or is it just as simple as eliminating the UNLV, BYU, and NAU games and picking up with the schedule as it stands at USC in mid to late September and just going from that point forward?
I think that would be the preference in an all-conference schedule, but the reality may dictate that some teams may have concerns about flying. You could have places that are hot spots in different points in time in the fall or early winter. And so what you may end up having is, due to logistics, you may have situations that emerge where you could end up tweaking the schedule or having an expanded schedule with some periods that are kind of open, given the possibility of maybe being able to bust the places, to be in isolation for a period of time and then playing. I think it's a lot harder for me to at least picture logistically teams from Arizona fly into the Pacific Northwest in October, November, versus flying or meeting in places, busing, things that are maybe a little bit more conducive. And I think that that's not what they would rather do. I just think that they're going to start to look at some possible backup plans to playing the schedule as it is set forth.
So just real quick, a logical conclusion to that suggestion would be the possibility, and I'm just speculating here, but the possibility that the Territorial Cup game might not necessarily be the final game of the year for ASU this year?
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see just them wanting to have as much flexibility as possible. Maybe you're able to get some of the games in the fall. Some of them could be pushed back. That's how you get increased participation of your players instead of guys who are going to sit out if the entire schedule is pushed back to the fall. I could see maybe playing the season in pods where you play three or four games at a time over a period of maybe 6 months that happened. Yeah. I think everything is on the table.
Chris, we really appreciate it. We really, really do. Thanks for coming on for a few. Continued success and good health to you and all of yours, and we appreciate the time.
Same to you guys. Appreciate it.